True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe Beninati's been calling games for years in this town, the voice of your Washington Capitals, but he calls a lot of other sports too. He is excellent on football. He's been doing college football for a while now, and he's had Maryland's first two games where he has seen freshman quarterback Malik Washington, not necessarily against top-tier opponents, but he has seen the debut of the quarterback. Terps play Towson this coming week in College Park. That game kicks off at 12 p.m. It's on Peacock. I doubt Joe has that game. I think Joe has the games on Big Ten Network. Do we have Joe? All right, good. We have Joe. You know how much of a fan I am of you over the years. You're unbelievably good at everything you do. And I just want to ask you before we get to Maryland, after hockey, what's your next favorite thing to do play-by-play-wise?
Great question. Tough question. There's a love of lacrosse, Kevin, from playing it as a youngster and through high school and through college that makes it really special when I get a chance to do a major Division I college game or an international game, men's or women's in lacrosse. I really do look forward to that, but it's hard to beat. Like, if you get a really good college football Saturday night, that is, from an announcer's standpoint, that's a place you want to be. Football, bar none, and you would know this, not even close. Football makes me work harder than any sport.
Yeah.
The amount of prep work for those two games, I did the opener with Florida Atlantic, I did Maryland's follow-up with Northern Illinois. I swear to you, I worked for 6 weeks for those two games.
Early season college football rosters and depth charts, NFL preseason games are really hard, but it's not a three deep. You get like a six deep, don't you?
You try to, and then the coaches want to respectfully tell you, oh no, this team's going to give us a great battle. Can you please tell me who your fifth, sixth, and seventh linebacker is? No. They're going to give us a great battle. They're going to push. And meanwhile, you have all this wonderful stuff on the first two, three linebackers. But then if it gets to be 42-0 in the third, there's trouble. Thankfully, in these two Maryland cases, I didn't have to go 3 and 4 deep. So Matt Millen and I were really, really comfortable with personnel, and I can't tell you and your listeners, Kevin, how much appreciation I have for the coaching staff, Coach Loxley and his coordinators, Monachino and Hamilton, just fantastic, and how well they've knitted together as a staff and the way they interact, not only with us media types, but you can see the players just love to work with them.
Joe, you didn't even mention the duplicate numbers, which makes it really hard.
A few years ago, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, and there's a duplicate number 5 on the team that was playing Nebraska. I want to say it was a Troy State game that I was doing at Nebraska.
Yeah.
And the 2 5s, Kevin, it's okay if one number 5 is 6'5" and 350 pounds, and the other number 5 is 5'11", 190. Right. You can tell the difference. There was a punt return for a touchdown. The number 5s were duplicate, and the body types were almost the same. The first 25 yards, I wasn't sure of the return. And I hate that, because I'm sitting there going, is it Beninati? Oh, my God, is it Jones? Is it Lachlan? Announcer problems. But, yeah, there's a lot of dupes like that. But those duplicate numbers, more often than not, one guy is not on a kick coverage. Or, more often than not, one guy is 80 pounds bigger than the other.
Yeah, the for those that are you know, like, wait a minute, hold on, why? Because college rosters are like 100 deep, and when you are calling a game early in the season and you're trying to put together your charts and your depth charts, first of all, they give you a depth chart and half the time it's really not even accurate. And then in college, you, because you have so many players, an offensive and defensive player can have the exact same number, but then they can also play on special teams.
Sometimes the duplicate number has to change his number to be on a kick.
Yeah, they
got to
put on another jersey.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I referenced Nebraska because Nebraska is notorious for its walk-on program. When Nebraska is playing at home, they dress close to 140 kids. And honestly, you need to be ready for at least 70 of them.
Right. Basketball is the easiest to do because it's so, I mean, you got basically 8 players that are going to play, maybe 9, and a total of 14 or 15 on the roster. That's pretty easy versus football.
Love it.
Who do you have this week?
I have Idol, IDLE.
That probably feels good. When's the next game? When's your next game?
I'm wondering and crossing my fingers that Big Ten Network will get me one more before the start of the Caps season. Believe it or not, I have a Caps preseason game. And what is today, the 10th?
Today's the
9th. I have a Caps preseason game in 10, 11 days.
Wow. Okay. Once that starts, you'll do no more college football?
I can try to mix it in, but more than likely those Fridays and Saturdays are going to be locked up. But Big Ten Network's often really good at getting me the last week in August and 2 or 3 dates in September, and I'm really appreciative. The funny thing is, they give me lots of football, they give me tons of lacrosse, they don't give me any hockey at all, 0.
That's crazy. I'm trying to think, have you done Big Ten basketball games?
Negative, not for Big Ten Network, no.
Okay.
College hoops that I've done, the last would have been all CAA stuff when we had it locally.
Right. Yeah. Joe Beninati, of course, that's a very recognizable voice in this town, and he's really good at calling football, and he's called Maryland's first 2 games with Matt Millen against Florida Atlantic Labor Day weekend. They beat Florida Atlantic, had 6 interceptions, won the game 39-7, and then on Friday night in College Park, they beat Northern Illinois 20-9. And the big story with Maryland football here early in the season is that true freshman, 4-star, highly recruited Glen Burnie Maryland's Malik Washington has gotten both starts. So, two-part question. One, what have you and Matt thought watching Malik Washington? And then as you get a chance to talk with, you know, coordinators Pep Hamilton, Loxley, etc., what are their thoughts about his early development?
Matt and I were definitely, Kevin, in lockstep with our impression of Malik. And we had a chance to talk with him prior to the Northern Illinois game. They made him available to us for a good 15, 20 minutes. You would be amazed at how mature a 19-year-old kid this is. He is, you know, in Matt's words and in Mike Loxley's words, he's an old soul in that regard, that he's so much at ease in conversation with people. You can tell he's a great leader of men. Again, just as a freshman, he's already learned, you know, I have to lead Kevin differently than I have to lead Joe, than I different have to lead Matt, that all personalities are different. And the way that I respond to them and they to me, it all differs, but it all meshes together. And how wonderful it is at such a young age that he has the ability to command this respect. This is a freshman that is the face of the program now. And performing well, coaches kept it under wraps. It was a three-headed race throughout the offseason, through the summer program, through the fall camps. They sat the three quarterbacks down, Mike Locksley did, in one room. They gave him the decision that it was going to be Malik. And then he went back and met with each of the three individuals. Mike Locksley to Malik Washington is a big brother, father figure. They've known each other since Malik was in, I want to say, eighth grade. Watching Locksley would go and watch Malik play football, play basketball. There's a great connection between the two.
He was an excellent basketball player too, right?
So good. So yeah. Good. And you easily, when you watch him walk in the room, he is all of 6'4". He's 225 with room to put on muscle. He's sleek. Just looks the part and has immediately commanded respect. When you talk to Ted Monachino, the defensive coordinator, he'll tell you that group's tough to play against. When you talk to Pep Hamilton, the offensive coordinator, he'll sit there and go, you know, we're going to be best if I minimize the quarterback. Well, in the first game, Florida Atlantic loaded the box.
Right.
Hamilton wants to run. And he's got a freshman quarterback, and you figure he'd want to ease him in. They threw it over 40 times because they had to. And this young man was able to make the adjustments and the reads incredibly well. I'm impressed. They've got a really good thing going there.
You know, Pep Hamilton, for those of you who don't know, is Maryland's offensive coordinator this year. Remember, very, very closely associated with Andrew Luck, both at Stanford and in Indianapolis, where he was the OC in Luck's first few years. Pep Hamilton knows quarterbacks for sure, and he's quite the character as well. We're talking to Joe Beninati. Maryland is 2-0. They've got Towson this week, and then conference play starts on September 20th at Wisconsin. They actually have a schedule that's favorable in that they don't play Penn State or Ohio State this year. But just give me your early impressions overall of the team. They've been pretty good defensively, but how much of that has been the opponents?
I love the freshman class. It starts with Malik. But when you look at the defense, if we're going to go that side of the football, there are defenders who are true freshmen who are making immediate impacts. And the coaches will tell you right off the top, these are not your normal freshmen. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden now you're getting, and this is the great part for Maryland football fans, you're getting the top local athletes to stay home more and more. And that's what you're seeing with Malik in particular. That's what you're seeing with someone like Nasir Taylor, one of their jack linebackers. Sidney Stewart, fantastic pass rusher, sort of a Sam linebacker who's a stand-up on the edge kind of guy, wreaks havoc. These guys are so young and so far beyond their years. And on the defensive side, they have a lot of good things. It's all led, centered by Daniel Wingate. He's the center of their universe defensively. He is a 6'5" guy who looks like he could play small forward, but who hits like a wrecking ball and is fabulous from sideline to sideline.
Number one, but so is Farouk on offense.
Jahlil is the player that came in from Oklahoma. He's one of Malik's favorite targets.
Right.
But Malik's always looking for 9 Fleming or 5 Smith. Two of the guys he really gets along with very well off the field and on the field. They've got so many different weapons there on offense. They want to run. Pep wants to run. And he says that offensive line is getting better and better, striking more fiercely, being more of a bully. This week you're going to see them take Towson to task. No disrespect to the Tigers, but that's going to be a physical mismatch. You'll learn a lot when they go into Madison. They get Wisconsin in the Big Ten opener. Whether or not Billy Edwards, their quarterback a season ago who transferred there, will be ready, I don't know. Wisconsin will be coming off a game. I think the Badgers have Alabama this week, so how they'll respond a week later to Maryland's visit, we'll see. But I really like this team. I like where they're going, and Locksley will tell you they're not exactly as deep as he would want to be. But what I can tell you just from the eye test, Kevin, is in the past, 3, 4, 5 years ago, however long ago, I'd walk onto a Maryland practice field and I'd say, ooh, there are some guys here with NFL body types. Some. Okay. Then you go to Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State, and they're everywhere. Maryland is getting more and more and more of those guys like, whoa, they passed the eye test. And that's a good sign.
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, he's done a good job of putting guys into the league. I mean, they have had some really good talent, especially skill position talent. But you mentioned something about Pep Hamilton wanting to run the ball. I think with a young quarterback, they're going to have to run the ball much better if it's going to be a successful season once they get real competition in the Big Ten. And they haven't really been able to run it that well against Northern Illinois and Florida Atlantic. That's my one concern offensively. What do you think?
That's the nature of the beast. If you're going to win in the Big Ten, you think about weather conditions later on in the season in the fight of conference play when it's cold and it's windy and it's not favorable for the passing game, you better be able to run it. And the first thing Pep Hamilton did, Matt Millen and I sat down, he goes, it's my job to pour enough gunpowder into the face mask of those offensive linemen that they come out so explosively. We want to be the big bully on the block. And whether or not Perry and Wright and Hershey and Baugh and Haran can do it, they have confidence in them. Malik Washington looked us right in the eye. The quarterback said, that offensive line room, nobody, no group, no single position group works harder than that offensive line group. They want to knit together and create chemistry. They've done it. I think Isaiah Wright, the transfer in from Buffalo, who didn't play last year, who was hurt, but I think he's the glue guy. Perry and Haran have to be the leaders and the protectors for Malik, but I haven't seen the best push from them yet, but I keep hearing from Pep and from the O-line coaches that they like what they're seeing, that they are gelling together, that they are trusting each other, and that they can be a physical unit. Now, let's wait and see when they go up against Big Ten power conference rivals.
We are less than a month away from the Caps opening up their 2025-2026 season at home against Boston. Alex Ovechkin will be the story again, Joe, right? As he tries to get to 900 goals, he's three away from that. I'm assuming that is a major milestone and isn't going to be, you know, the record breaker, but it's going to be a big focus of hockey fans starting in a month.
And it should be. And Alex will blush at all of this individual attention he's received over the last, 20 years, but especially the last season. As Alex turns 40 in the week ahead, it's just amazing to think about where he sits in the pantheon of all-time great players. But when it comes to goals, nobody's better. Nobody. Absolutely no one. And that includes the great one, Wayne Gretzky. And I think 900 will come quickly. I sure hope all goes well for Alex and for the Caps through training camp. Everybody stays healthy. He's three away. Selfishly, I would love to have 900 back on the airwaves on Monumental Sports Network. We've been so lucky. We've had 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. We didn't get 800. That was a national televised game. We hope to get 900 and see how far he can push it. Time will tell if this is Alex's last season. Alex will ultimately tell. But he is working to be as fit as possible, to be as good a leader as he can be for a team that he really likes. There's not very many jobs up for grabs in training camp. I saw Spencer Carberry yesterday at Craig Lachlan's Lachlan Family Foundation event, and there's not a lot of jobs that are open. There's maybe one in the forward ranks. This team's going to be good again. Let's see how good.
Thank you for doing this. Enjoyed the last two weekends, you calling Terps games. I'll talk to you soon, probably right before hockey starts. Thanks, Joe, as always.
My pleasure, Kev. Thanks for watching.
Joe Beninati, everybody. Hockey season less than a month away. That'll be a big story for sure. Ovechkin's three goals needed to get to 900, which will be, of course, the first player ever to get to 900 goals. Doc's going to join us in 10 minutes. I've got some coaching blunders from the weekend when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Please, when you get there, hit the like button and hit the subscribe button.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to do some coaching blunder stuff this year. And if you guys want to call in with some, 301-230-0980, you can do that as well. So you were going to play that sound bite from Callahan, the coach of the Titans, right?
Sure am.
All right, let me set it up first. So on Sunday, the Titans-Denver game, there was a completion from Cam Ward to Elik Amanor. I don't know who that receiver is. He's a new receiver. It was a 23-yard reception, the receiver, Amanor, managed to get his elbow down, even though the feet came in out of bounds. But we all know any body part, an elbow equals 2 feet, etc. Callahan didn't challenge the play because he didn't get a look to see if the receiver had gotten a foot down as well. And after the game, he said, quote, an elbow doesn't equal, is this the sound you have, or do you have him admitting fault?
Yeah. No, that's it. That's what
I got.
Well,
play what he said after the game.
Yeah, you got to get a foot inbounds too, which we didn't have a clean look at whether his foot was down as well. An elbow doesn't equal 2 feet, so his foot would have had to come down as well. We didn't have a clean look, so the call from upstairs was that, you know, it wasn't more challenging.
Yeah, except an elbow does equal 2 feet. According to the rule book, a player must make contact with the ground inbounds with both feet or with any body part other than their hands. The call should have, according to the NFL, been challenged, and it would have been overturned, the ruling an incomplete pass. It would have been a catch. So, look, you're the head coach. If you don't know the rule book, that's fine, I guess, but you have to have somebody that does. Where's your challenge guy?
We can be eliminated.
Where's the guy telling you, throw the challenge flag? He got an elbow down before the feet were out of bounds. It's a catch. You've got to have a challenge slash game management, clock management guy. And that guy's got to have access always to the head coach. And it can't be Bruce Allen. That's the only rule. Yeah, Bruce did it 1 year. He handled all the challenges. Big mistake, big blunder by the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Brian Callahan. He did, by the way, admit yesterday, I guess, in his coaching, in his press conference, day after coach press conference, saying, quote, "My interpretation of the rule was wrong. I'll own it. I didn't do a good job in that moment, and I should have challenged it, and it would have probably resulted in a potential explosive play." Not probably, it would have, for sure. You know, I talked about a couple of times on this show the mistake that Sean Payton made in that very same game. So the Titans actually had opportunities at the end of the game, down 20-12. There were some drop passes. There was a fumble late. But Denver, in trying to run the clock out after Tennessee had called their last timeout with about a minute and 40, minute five left. All right, the clock is stopped for the last time. Tennessee with no timeouts left. They're at the Tennessee 36-yard line. They could kick a field goal, 53-yarder, to go up 23-12. But instead, they, for some reason, try a long pass that wasn't really an attempt at a pass. It just ate up some of the clock, 6 seconds, incomplete, and Tennessee took over down 20-12 at their own 36-yard line. You either have to kick the field goal or you got to punt. It's 4th and 8. One of the two. Having Bo Nix drop back and throw a bomb towards the sideline to try to burn 6 seconds that had, by the way, no chance of being completed is not the move there. You punt it. It's a rookie quarterback. You're at home. You've got a good defense. They've got no timeouts. They have to go the length of the field and score a touchdown and get a 2-point conversion. And he gave them the ball with 59 seconds to go at the 36. And I'm telling you, he had multiple receivers, including my former Terp Chig Okonkwo, wide open, and there were drops, two drops on the final drive that would have put him deep into Denver territory with a chance. That's strange because I always kind of feel like Sean Payton's pretty good at this stuff. And then this one, Billy Napier's time in Florida, I think, is winding down. I mean, the Gators lost to South Florida 18-16. And this dummy had two timeouts left. And let me just walk through the play-by-play here at the very end. So it's 16-15 Florida. South Florida on a long drive. And they get a 1st and 10 at the Florida 32-yard line with a minute 45 to go. So they're in field goal range right then and there. So he doesn't call a timeout. They run the ball for a big play. They've got another 1st and 10 at the Florida 20 with a minute to go. So now it's chip shot field goal range. And Napier's got two timeouts, and he doesn't use any of them until there are 22 seconds left in the game. And then he uses his final timeout with 3 seconds left in the game. Look, yes, there are two timeouts, and technically they can run the clock down. But if you start calling those timeouts at a minute, and you call it at 57, and you call it again at 52, they can run it down to 12, theoretically, and kick the field goal, but they can't walk you off on a field goal. And not to mention, when you call those early, you never know. There could be a penalty on them that forces them to throw. There could be a penalty that stops the clock, gives you a third timeout. And his comment after the game was, look, there's going to be a field goal kicked regardless of when the timeouts get called. It's all going to end up about the same. Actually, it's not going to end up all the same. Worst case, you'll have some time left on the clock versus no time left on the clock. But yeah, a horrendous decision. And then we mentioned this at the top of the show. Last night, Ben Johnson, in his first game as head coach of the Chicago Bears, was completely oblivious to the scenario in which they had one timeout, down 10, and you have to have the two-minute warning be a timeout for you. And they should have kicked a field goal with about 2:20 or so left and had the two-minute as a second timeout. They ended up scoring a touchdown with 2:02 left, but Minnesota did the right thing and returned the kickoff, eating up those seconds before the two-minute warning, ensuring that there was just one timeout left in the game for Chicago without the two-minute, which means that Ben Johnson with 2:02 left, and he got lucky that they scored before the two-minute warning because they weren't trying to necessarily. They didn't really know what to do there. But at that point, if your kicker can't sail it through the back of the end zone, have him kick it out of bounds and give him the ball at the 40, but at least they're going to have to run a play before the two-minute warning. It's your only chance to win. Doc Walker next.
All right, happy Tuesday. It is September 9th. Here is what's happening. The Vikings, they completed the comeback last night on Monday Night Football to beat Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears 27-24 from the Windy City of Chicago. Jacksonville Jaguars, they are trading Tank Bigsby to the Philadelphia Eagles in exchange for a fifth and sixth round pick in 2026. This marks the fifth trade the Eagles have made since mid-August. The Nats, they beat the Marlins by a score of 15-7. Cade Cavalli with a solid performance of five innings pitched, giving up only six hits and two earned runs. He notches another win and improves to 3-1 on the year so far. Josh Bell's hot streak continues after he hit his third home run in his last two games. Again, Nats win 15-7 tonight. They will continue their series in Miami. Mitch Parker on the bump versus Adam Mazur. First pitch at 6:40. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:10 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's Office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some sort of phone issue, but then again, it might be our group with the phone issues. We're efforting to get Richard Doc Walker on the show, where it will be my privilege to have him on this show. He's usually very busy. He does a lot of other shows. I feel great when he comes on this one. It means a lot. We'll find out what Doc thought about the opener and what he thinks about the Packers on Thursday night. A game, by the way, that I know it's week two, and we can talk about, and justifiably so, the nature of NFL seasons, especially early in the seasons, but this is one of those games that we could be looking back on at the end of the year and look at it as a very important game. Could be for seeding, could be for some sort of wild card berth. Big game for week two. Really, this one and Kansas City and Philadelphia, the rematch of the Super Bowl, are the two biggest games on the NFL card. This will be a good test for Washington's offense. The Giant defense, excellent. Green Bay's defense, outstanding. And obviously, it will be a different test offensively, defensively for Washington to face Jordan Love and company versus what they got on Sunday. I am, though, I have to say, even though it was the opener, even though it was the Giants, I feel like it's a different group defensively. They're definitely bigger. That is for sure. Do we have Doc yet? No Doc yet? We got him? Richard Doc Walker. At, of course,
hey, Coach.
Rick Doc Walker on X, on Twitter. He's got a podcast, patreon.com/Doc Walker. He's on the airwaves all over town, including 106.7 The Fan and this station. It's my honor to have Doc back on the show. So what'd you think? What were your big takeaways from the win over the Giants? By the way, thanks for doing this. Means a lot.
No, I thank G from the shop for lobbying for me to get me back on a regular basis. But Fab Five, you know, my basics don't change. If we protect him, pretty good chance you're going to win. If we can run the football, and I didn't know that was going to be a gimme because, again, Tyler Badass had a big assignment. Allegheny, Connolly, the Fab Five, you know, Coleman, Tunsil. So they won that battle, and that wasn't guaranteed.
When Cosme comes back, will it still be the Fab Five?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when you see the thing they've got is this booster. This John Bates thing is insane. He is so good at eliminating people that it helps their running game. It's like the big fella in Baltimore, the big fullback.
Yeah.
John gives them this added punch that is as good as anything I've seen since Johnny Warren, and being able to control and being like a third guard. So the running game, I was very pleased with that. And also Aichler, I thought he was my bonus shot coming in. I go, this guy has such immense talent, and you hadn't seen him all preseason. He doesn't need anything. He's like Joe Washington on steroids, and he gave him a boost. And then, of course, Dollar Bill came in, did his thing. So I was pleased with the running game. And then the rest of it will get better on. They will get better on it. You just cannot not practice or not have live contact and then expect it to be flawless.
Yeah, this was their first tackle football game of the season for many of them. What did you think of Debo's
first work? Sensational. But he's been working all camp. He had a lot to prove. Last time we saw him, it was not good. And in San Francisco, and he made amends for that. And again, bag time. The same thing, you know, with Deron Payne. I really like the way the operation is being run. But you put guys in that bag position, they're going to play better. Deron Payne, one thing I know he understands is payday. And when that bag is available, he's as good as anybody.
Yeah,
and this is where you try to keep them, and I think that's one of the things
that... Can you fool them into every year being a bag year?
Well, I just think that's up to management. You got to make sure that you keep them hungry. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just showing you he has another speed. He also is playing next to a savage.
Yeah.
My biggest surprise was the dominance up front of our defensive line, and so these guys were active. They were nasty. And all my cornerback buddies tell me that a man's best friend in the secondary is pressure up front. And so Lattimore is now healthy. He took so much abuse by people that are just ignorant when it comes to the worst position to play in pro football injured is corner. And yet he could have pulled out, played hurt, saved his reputation. He balled out. He tried to give you everything he could and got called everything but a child of God. Now healthy, he's as good as he wants to be. Amos on the other side, that's another give management a high five. Coach, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You know how hard it is to hit on people? Look how many Dum Dum and Company failed on over the past 4 years. So that scouting That evaluation of talent, what Peters is doing, is priceless.
You know, you said something, and every time you're on there, it's, you know, you got to take notes because you learn so much. But you said something that really makes a lot of sense, and that is that corner, more than any other position, is a position where you're already exposed, but if you're hurt, it can really look terrible. If you're an offensive lineman, interior, and you're hurt, it's hard for people to notice. If you're a corner, everybody notices.
Well, and I understand that people don't understand. But again, you know, Jarius White was my roommate, corner.
Right.
Brian Carpenter, Daryl Green, my dogs. Look, man, it's the hardest position in sports if you're hampered, because the guy opposed you could run 4.3, could run 4.4, could be like a Jefferson where it don't matter his speed, but he's an athletic freak. And yet you out here and never complained, took the ridicule, tried to do the best he could, and I'm happy for him. But this Amos guy, just go front office again. And it's all of them. It's scouting. Somebody had to recommend it. Somebody's been scouting. These people are so much better than the past, the predecessors, because they don't miss. Everybody misses. Nobody's perfect. But when you take a corner and you take him in the first round and he's no longer on your team a year later, or you pass on a safety that's generational now in Baltimore,
right?
Somebody's got to pull you in. Well, they already did. They got rid of him. But the point is, we're suffering from that. So this quick turnaround with this staff and management has been able to flip this script. It's amazing that they've been able to pull this off.
You know, by the way, that corner that they took in the first round is now playing for the Rams and for Sean McVay. And he's apparently playing really well. Starts a corner out in L.A. You know this. I'm not telling you something you don't know. But with young people, sometimes it takes time. And you got to give them some time. And maybe the fit isn't the best.
Coach.
So you got
to have the right coach coaching.
Yeah.
You don't put your worst coach in the secondary coach. Yeah, you get your best coach in the secondary.
Uh-huh.
People, that's why Nick Saban and those guys, what do they coach? Secondary. Only a numbskull would put a family friend in a position of that. It's just, it's ridiculous. I'm glad the kid saved himself, but he didn't get the job done. I don't care who's coaching him. You got to have some of this on your own. I saw Daryl Green be thrown in there as a baby, and he responded, okay? And he didn't go to Notre Dame, but you couldn't tell. But he had Pettibone and company. He had pros coaching him. So it makes a hell of a difference. I mean, the staff, you can't make up for fake staffs. I don't care how much money you have. Either your people can communicate and get people to learn and do better, or they don't.
Yeah, and that group struggled with that. What did you think of number three, Will Harris?
Who do you benefit from? Who do you credit?
Well, he was in the box a bunch. He hit some people. I just wanted to know what you thought of his game. I get it. Physical, up front, physical. They helped out.
Yeah. Well, again, when you're getting that kind of push, and I can't evaluate the New York Giants O-line after 1 week, but they go against some real thugs. So if they can survive their practices, don't tell me they can't play, because their group is vicious on defense, and they hold up. But, you know, they were losing a starter, and everybody has to play hurt. Everybody's got to fill gaps. But when you got to worry about JD5, I think he throws everybody off, because everybody's afraid because of that option that he still has it. Maybe he doesn't. That's a heck of an asset. We've seen it, you know, with the Buffalo-Baltimore game, which was a classic, because those two guys that play that position are incredible. And it stuns everything.
Talking to, of course, the only one, Doc Walker. What did you think of Jaden's game?
Well, I think he was off. But his off is everybody else's all-time best. His development without his ace receiver there, I thought he did well, because he puts everybody in check. I don't know what he did. He probably would tell you that he'd like to have a few passes back, maybe, maybe not. All I know is that he controls everything because he scares the heck out of you defensively. Now, he missed Terry. I don't know who's on that. Everybody misses. But he had a primetime player that was 100% all in. Debo was like, holler back. And then you got Ertz. And so Ertz is so good at what he does.
Yeah.
And then when you put Eckler in there, he had enough support around him, but I guarantee you he might not even say it publicly, but just watch Thursday night because he makes up for things rapidly. And I do think I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about everybody but him.
I think somebody over the summer called Ertz Jaden Daniels Binky. It's always good
to
have
sure somebody else. Some of the 27-year-old will say he did it, but and I think it makes sense. Well, you know, there's a lot of pirating going on the airwaves lately, you know, so you almost have to get things copyrighted.
Who took Binky?
What's so funny?
Who took Binky?
Who takes damn near everything that's said over there?
I have no idea who you're talking about. It wasn't me.
Okay. Well,
I credited you. No, not you.
Ask your producer. Yeah, he knows.
We'll discuss later, Kevin. I'll tell you who he's referring to.
Yeah, discuss it later, yeah. Okay. I don't want to throw up in my mouth.
I don't want to out him on the air, even though he's been outed dozens of times.
Keys to beating the Packers on Thursday night.
They're pretty much the same, Kev, every week. Don't help somebody beat you, especially when you're on the road. Because the place is always going to be open. But they play in front of capacity crowds everywhere they go to. They're like the Beatles now. It's no longer the past. This is a whole new structure, and they're built for it. They're ready for it. But you have got to get off to a good start and protect five. We protect five, and we get after their quarterback. You got a shot because pressure bursts pipes. It never fails. If that D-line picks up where it left off, now that, you know, Green Bay's good everywhere. They're just a blue-chip organization, top to bottom, even without Lobster Murphy being in charge. I'm really impressed with them. Yeah. But you know that kid from Dallas is a game wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel comfortable coming in there that we'll be able to keep him at bay. But it's going to be a barn burst. I can't wait to see who's ready for it.
Thank you for getting this,
slogans.
As always. It's an honor.
No, and I pray that whoever was injured and couldn't make this slot today, I hope they get better.
You were my number one. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you for
Thank
doing
you.
This. Richard Doc Walker, everybody, at Rick Doc Walker on X on Twitter. There's a stat out there, and I'm looking for it, on Micah Parsons from the first game. Basically, it was essentially with him on the field, the amount of time the quarterback had to throw was almost a second less than with him not on the field. He is a factor, no doubt. He is as good as any pass rusher in the game. They're going to have to account for him. You know, Washington in their opener played a team with some very good pass rushers. Brian Burns is a good pass rusher. By the way, Micah McFadden got hurt in that game and went out early. If you go back and watch the game, Abdul Carter, I don't even know where he graded out PFF-wise. See if you know where he graded out PFF-wise. He had one block punt and probably should have had two blocked punts in the game. But I thought he was outstanding on defense as well. He was tough to block. He was in JD's face, Jaden Daniels' face, a few times. He wear number 51. Why did he pick 51? I know he wanted 56 initially, and they laughed at him, which is exactly the way it should have been handled. I mean, that's LT's number. But Abdul Carter and Brian Burns and Thibodeau and, of course, Dexter Lawrence, they got some pass rushers, and they did a pretty good job handling them on Sunday. Green Bay will bring maybe the best in the biz as a pure pass rusher in Micah Parsons on Thursday night. Joe Theismann's going to join the show tomorrow, and we'll have somebody on from Green Bay as well. Stay tuned. Chris Russell is up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.